Let's explore some of the more philosophical and cultural questions emerging from today's stories, starting with Rich Sutton's thoughts on AI creativity and discovery. His recent comments generated 134 upvotes and 69 thoughtful responses, touching on fundamental questions about whether AI systems can truly discover new knowledge or merely recombine existing information.
Sutton's perspective is particularly valuable given his foundational work in reinforcement learning. He argues that current AI systems excel at pattern recognition and synthesis, but lack the capacity for genuine creative leaps that characterize human scientific discovery. The technical question becomes, can statistical learning, no matter how sophisticated, produce insights that transcend the patterns present in training data?
This connects interestingly to a story about reviving Papers with Code, the platform that links academic research with practical implementations. While it only generated 45 upvotes, this kind of infrastructure is crucial for bridging the gap between theoretical AI research and practical applications. If Sutton is right about the limitations of current AI, then maintaining human-readable research and reproducible implementations becomes even more important.
The Papers with Code revival highlights a broader challenge in AI research: the tendency for breakthrough papers to become inaccessible as the field moves rapidly forward. When implementations become outdated or dependencies break, we lose the ability to build incrementally on previous work. It's like scientific knowledge decaying due to technical obsolescence.
There's also a fascinating discussion about test case reducers as underappreciated debugging tools, which generated 127 upvotes. The concept is that when you encounter a bug in complex software, automatically reducing the test case to its minimal form can reveal the root cause much faster than manual debugging. It's a perfect example of how automation can amplify human problem solving rather than replace it.
Test case reduction is computationally interesting because it requires understanding the causal structure of software failures. The algorithms need to determine which parts of a test case are essential for reproducing the bug and which are incidental. This is similar to the feature selection problem in machine learning, but applied to debugging scenarios where causality matters more than correlation.
What strikes me about the test case reducer discussion is how it reflects broader themes about tool sophistication in software development. Developers are increasingly working with systems too complex to understand holistically, so we need better tools for isolating and understanding specific behaviors. It's a microcosm of the broader challenge of managing complexity in modern technology.
Speaking of complexity management, there's a story about email address validation that generated 129 upvotes and 122 comments. The post is titled "Lies We Tell Ourselves About Email Addresses," and it's essentially about how developers consistently underestimate the complexity of seemingly simple problems. Email validation seems trivial until you encounter international characters, unusual but valid formats, and legacy systems with different standards.
The email validation story is a perfect example of what I call complexity creep in software development. What appears to be a simple regex problem becomes an exercise in international standards, legacy compatibility, and edge case management. It's a metaphor for how technical debt accumulates when developers make simplifying assumptions that don't hold in production environments.
This connects to a broader cultural discussion about CEO attitudes toward AI and human employees. The story: CEOs who think AI replaces their employees are just bad CEOs, generated 702 upvotes and 254 comments. The argument is that effective leadership involves understanding how to amplify human capabilities with AI tools rather than simply substituting machines for people.
The CEO discussion reveals a fundamental misunderstanding about how productivity improvements work in knowledge work. Historically, the most successful technology adoptions have been those that made skilled workers more effective rather than eliminating the need for skill entirely. Think about how spreadsheets didn't eliminate accountants. They made accountants capable of much more sophisticated analysis.
From a technical perspective, this reflects the difference between automation and augmentation. Automation works well for routine, well-defined tasks, but knowledge work involves judgment, creativity, and contextual understanding that current AI systems complement rather than replace. CEOs who focus solely on cost reduction through replacement are missing the opportunity for capability expansion through augmentation.
There's also a story about premature optimization that, while it only generated 42 upvotes, makes an important point about the psychology of programming. Sometimes optimization is genuinely premature and wasteful, but sometimes it's a form of craftsmanship and system understanding that pays dividends later. The challenge is distinguishing between productive optimization and perfectionist procrastination.
The premature optimization discussion highlights how programming culture has swung toward make it work, then make it fast, as a reaction against over-engineering. But there's a middle ground where understanding performance characteristics during design leads to architectures that are both maintainable and efficient. It's about developing intuition for when optimization effort is likely to provide long-term value.
Looking at these cultural and philosophical stories together, AI creativity limitations, research infrastructure challenges, debugging tool sophistication, complexity management, leadership approaches to AI, and optimization philosophy, there's a common theme about the relationship between human expertise and technological capability.
What emerges is a picture of technology as amplifying human capabilities rather than replacing them, but only when we approach it with appropriate sophistication. Whether it's understanding AI's creative limitations, maintaining research infrastructure, using advanced debugging tools, or recognizing complexity in seemingly simple problems, the key is developing deeper rather than shallower engagement with technical systems.